It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manny calling signal, takes the snap, looks left, off to left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants! And a left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. My name is Keith McPherson. I'm the nighttime host here. We've been doing these night shows now with the NFL back, with baseball coming on after Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football coming on after the Yankees postgame show. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to speak about the Jets, the Mets, the Yankees, the Giants. What I'd like to do right now as calls are coming in, Andrew and Queens, you'll be first, is look at the scores in Major League Baseball, the standings, and then also plant some seeds as, I mean, it's Wednesday. When I come through tomorrow, we're going into Thursday. Put your waiver claims in. Waiver wire Wednesday. I'm fourth in both of my leagues. I'm just not putting a claim in. I took L's in both my leagues, but I'd rather see what happens in this next week and be number one. While everybody else is using their claim, I'll wait. If I go 0-2, I go 0-2, but maybe somebody emerges that I really want, and I'll be the first one to scoop that guy. Fantasy sucks, though. I hate it. It's hard to draft. It's hard to know. There's so many guys that, like I didn't know Joe Mixon was going to go off like that. I could have drafted Joe Mixon. Didn't want him. Why? Because he's cast it off. He's in a new place. I don't know what he's going to do with that. He's playing with C.J. Stroud. I'm thinking they're not even going to give him the ball. He ate. Anyway. Around the league tonight, the Tigers beat the Rockies 11-0. That has really nothing to do with anything, but the Tigers are somewhere in striking distance of the last wild card. Those young Bucks are doing their thing. As I said, I wanted to look at the standings as people call to 888-808-1019 and call to the Fan to get their takes off. The Detroit Tigers right now are three games out of the last wild card spot. So maybe those young guys are believing. I mean, they beat the New York Yankees. So they probably, you know, from that point on, we're like, hey, why not us? Maybe we can sneak up and get in there. The Phillies, bench is cleared. There was some smoke. Nick Castellanos got hit. He didn't like that. Bryce Harper was the first one to pop off. He seems to always be the first one looking for some smoke. But I don't know if he can really bang. I don't know if he can really fight. I don't know. Whatever. He just always seems to be in the middle of it. The Phillies beat the Rays 9-4. Let's see. I don't need to kick you the scores that don't matter so much. Like, it doesn't really matter what the Pirates have done. Doesn't matter what. Let's see. The Braves. I mean, the Braves put up 12 runs against the Nationals, who the Mets will see. As the Mets have one more game coming up here against Bowden Francis. It's a big one. Manaea's got to be an ace. Bowden has been pitching like an ace. Mets lineup has to get to him. You have the off day, travel day. Then you got to go to Philadelphia. You got to go back home and face the Nationals for three before you face Philly for four. It is going to be a hell of a stretch here for the Fan, for Mets fans, calling the Fan, for hosts on the Fans, as the Philadelphia Phillies are trying to crush your hopes and dreams. And they struggle for a little bit, but they're back healthy. They're back on their quest for another red October. 12 runs by the Braves. Who went off? Jorge Soler? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this collision course with the Braves, I think the Mets will be ready for it, but I know I was talking to Paulie before about the numbers and the math not mathing and it not being, the odds may not be ever in your favor, Mets fans, but who knows? Got to believe. But yeah, when you look at this box score, 15 hits, 12 runs. Michael Harris, the second, had 3 hits, 2 ribbies. Matt Olson had 3 hits, 2 ribbies. Laureano had 3 hits, 3 ribbies.
Sean Murphy getting some. Orlando Arcia, they just had a day. They had a field day. Yeah, it is what it is. Mackenzie Gore, come through and get rocked. 888-808-1019. What other scores matter to us? The Baltimore Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-3. As I said, the Yankees pissed me off, man. They had an opportunity to... They should be up like 4 or 5 games on the Orioles right now. And then we're going to play this night-to-night game where the Yankees can't win back-to-back games. They beat the Cubs back-to-back on the road. It seems like they can't win back-to-back games in Yankee Stadium. I think the last time they did was... Well, after they fumbled that first game against the Guardians that I was at, they should have swept the Guardians. They won back-to-back games after that to take the series, but whatever. Positive vibes and energy for the Yankees to take the rubber match against the Royals, because that's not going to be a good look if you lose to a team you might potentially see in the postseason. And the Orioles, who knows? I don't know what they're going to do against the Red Sox. I just know that the Orioles are... They're struggling, but you know, they lost 3 in a row. They'll get back to their winning ways, and the Yankees may or may not win the division, but like that's their own fault. They had the opportunity to get fat on lesser teams, and they played down to their competition. Twins put up 10 on the Angels to get a win. Guardians 5-0 against the White Sox, as they have, you know, the best record in baseball right there, or the best record in the American League right there with the Yankees. Speaking of best record in baseball, the Dodgers... there were some highlights coming out of there. You got to go see what Shota Imanaga did. You got to go see what Yoshinobu Yamamoto did. That's two of the World Baseball Classic Japanese best pitchers going against each other. I think in the 4 innings that Yoshinobu Yamamoto pitched, he had 8 strikeouts. He's back. He's back healthy. The Dodgers are rounding into form, but the Cubs go in there. They put up 5 runs in the 8th inning to beat the Dodgers 6-3, and it ends with Pete Crow Armstrong. You guys remember him, right? Him stealing a home run with a home run robbery. The Brewers beat the Giants 3-2. Diamondbacks beat the Rangers 6-0. So you're not getting too much help. Padres beat the Mariners 7-3. Manny Machado, all-time leader for home runs with the Padres. That happened fast. That happened fast. I remember wanting Manny Machado to be a New York Yankee. At least the Athletics are still rolling. The Sacramento A's in 12 innings beat the Houston Astros 4-3 to humble them. I hope that Houston continues to just lose and cool off and limp into the postseason and not be as almighty as they've been in the past. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones. I said I wanted to look at the scores around the league and at this upcoming NFL schedule, where I was just talking about the Jets and the Titans. I think it's a very winnable game. And we obviously know the Commanders are having their home opener against the Giants. Same spread, 1.5. It was 1.5 against the Vikings. We all thought, oh, yeah, you know, Giants will beat them. I don't know about that, man. I just think the Commanders' offense has some different weapons. I think they'll get Terry McLaurin going more this week. Jaden Daniels will be better for having that first game under his belt. So big weeks again. I wouldn't write the Giants off completely, but it depends how they come out against the Commanders, who I think are more of a peer-tier team than them to them than the Vikings. I think we completely underestimated what the Vikings had, what the Vikings were going to be. And yeah, the Jets have to beat the Titans. There's no way they should lose to Will Levis. You just played against the 49ers. When we talk about weight class, like, this is going to be a sparring opponent that you should be able to knock out. It's not like facing the 49ers at all. Andrew is in Queens. Andrew, it's on you. You're on the Fan.
Keith, what's good, man? First off, it was great to see you at Fanatics Fest. I was with my boy Jake Brown and Ben, and it was awesome to catch up and hang with you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Fanatics Fest was dope. It was great to meet you there. I think I just sent Ben a picture, because there was a bunch of people taking group pictures, and I was able to get, the picture that was like me, you, Jake, and Ben. I don't know. I took 1,000 pictures out there, but yeah, man, good to see you out there. Thanks for calling the show.
Hell yeah, man! I've been listening for the past hour and a half. I'm driving home from CT, so it's been a great show. Look, I got a couple things. I got a Jet, I got a Yankee, and I got a Giant. So I'll move quick for you. So, Jet fans, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. And I'm really hoping that last caller who spoke about building a statue for Joe Douglas was like smoking something or drinking something. Cause like, I mean, you said it. I mean, he drafted Zach Wilson. Like, he had to bring in Aaron Rodgers to run the team for him, essentially. Like, he's not top three GM in New York City. Like, he's probably fifth. Like, you look at, like, Chris Drury, you look at Leon Rosen, who's the president, same thing with, like, Stearns, president, even Brian Cashman. I mean, like, for all the Yankees' faults, like, at least, you know, they don't have a losing season under Cashman. So, like,
they're a first-place team that potentially could win the American League. We're just spoiled, but yes, go on.
Exactly. So, like, I get it. Like, I think Joe Douglas is incredibly overrated because, like,
Joe Douglas,
anybody could
have. His bad moves have canceled out his good moves. They have to win. Like, they have to win this year.
Exactly. And, like, anybody could have drafted Sauce Gardner. Like, let's be real, man. So, yeah. Like,
and it was obvious to take Garrett Wilson there, too, if you were looking for a wide receiver.
Exactly. So, like, Jets fans got to chill until they, you know, break that that streak.
I give him more credit for the Jermaine Johnson move and Breece Hall.
Hell yeah, completely agree. So that's what I got on Jets. On Yankees, look, like, diehard Yankee fan here. And honestly, I can't think of what has been a more exhausting season to watch the Yankees, like, especially to start the year off and, like, how great the record was and, like, what the middle of the season was and now what the back end of the season is. And honestly, like, you said it. We're just like, just get me to the postseason already so I can be disappointed in the ALDS. Because, like, that's inevitably what this feels like this is going towards here. And, like, sure, the Yankees could get hot and, you know, get it all going at the same time. But at the same point, it's like what happened in April and May doesn't leave me hoping good for where we've been in June, July, and August, and now September. So, you know, I hate where we're going to go in October. But, you know, it's a new season, like you said.
Yep.
So that's what I got for Yankees. And lastly on Giants, you said – And I know a lot of people have said it too, where it's like, you know, the Giants chose to pay Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. Number one, Saquon, until we see the entire season, I'm not going to say anything yet. I mean, it's like watching your ex, you know, find her new guy, and it's like, damn, like, it's going really, really well, and, like, that's awesome. But then, like, 5 months later, breaks up. So, like, Saquon, like, again, I love Saquon as a Giants fan. Loved what he stood for, loved his personality, loved what he brought to the team. But, like, until I see him get through the season healthy, you know, I can't really look at Saquon and be like, damn, you know, we messed up. Daniel Jones, though, I'm sorry. And, like, I'm curious what you think about this. I am convinced that when Joe Shane came in, John Mara said to him, listen, you could do whatever you want with this football team. Make it in your own. Bring in guys. Get rid of guys. The only guy you must keep is Daniel Jones. And, like, that's why I won't hit it on Joe Shane that he gave Daniel Jones the contract, because that just feels like a Mara move. Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I know they didn't love him. I know they could have picked, if they would have picked up his rookie option, it would have cost him way less. And not picking up his rookie option, I think that's something that the owner would have said, hey, pick up his rookie option, right? Mm. Like, we drafted this guy. Let's see it through with him versus, like, okay, now let's give him this $40 million, $160 million contract, whatever. And, you know, they have the opt-out next year. That was another built-in, we don't love this guy thing. Let's see how it goes.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think Mara is – I think we think too much about Mara meddling. I don't think he meddles. Mm. His demeanor, I don't even think he's like that. I think he has some wishes, and we saw that in Hard Knocks.
We saw Hard Knocks, exactly. You know, and honestly, and that's why, like – that's my feeling about how Joe Shane didn't want Daniel Jones. Like, I feel like he got handcuffed because of that season he had. But then, like, watching back on Hard Knocks, like, him openly saying things like, you know, oh, you know, it must be nice to not have to go for a quarterback and, you know, things like that. And, like, if we can move up, we can move up. Like, it's clear that this front office, minus Mara, at least, I think at least Mara, like, isn't in love with Daniel Jones. And that's why, like, I'm just curious, like, I mean, I don't know where they go at this point next year, because clearly they don't want Jones here. Like, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. And unless he balls out, which, like, I mean, can anybody see Daniel Jones balling out? Like,
I can't see ball out. I can't see him throwing touchdown passes. I can't see him putting drives together. It's been so long.
Man, listen, I'm an exhausted Yankee fan. I'm an exhausted Giants fan. And, like, you said it. like fantasy football, I went 0-2 this week in both of my leagues. I love your strategy of not putting anybody in for waiver claims and hoping next week. I mean, look, I had Marvin Harrison, Amon-Ra, and Mark Andrews get me like 5 points in one of my leagues. So, like, bro, it's 1 week and I'm exhausted with that, but I'll keep listening, man. Keep it up. Love the show. I'll talk back soon. All right. Take it easy.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Again, good seeing you at Fanatics Fest. And yeah, I'll go back to what you were saying about Joe Douglas. We want it like, oh my goodness, how pathetic is it? Not all Jets fans, but it's so pathetic, the group of Jets fans that are already like the moral victory of one drive of Aaron Rodgers scoring a touchdown. That's all I needed. What? It was good. It was refreshing. But you can't settle for that. And I get being starved, right? I get being in the desert forever. And you see a water bottle and it's everything. But you need more than that. You need more than that. You need a water fountain. You deserve it. This is the NFL, man. We can't build statues for Joe Douglas because he picked Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, and Breece Hall. They're good players. But every NFL team has a handful of good players that they drafted. Like, listen, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. And as much as I struggle with it, I realize, like, the Dallas Cowboys have drafted well. They just paid more players that they drafted in CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb fell to them. They were lucky to get CeeDee Lamb at, like, 17. All right, when CeeDee Lamb was still there, I'm like, no way we need a wide receiver, and this guy is still there. Take him. Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick. Like, am I saying build a statue for Jerry Jones for drafting well? He's always drafted well. They got to win, and they win double digits every year. All right? Micah Parsons fell to them. Micah Parsons could have been a Giant. They have to win the Super Bowl. They have to get to a Super Bowl. They have to get to an NFC conference. Like an NFC championship, an NFC conference final. We're not building any statues. Jerry Jones will definitely build a statue for himself. But the fans are crying for Jerry Jones to take a step back. We can't have Jets fans calling up saying build a statue for Joe Douglas. You have the Hassan Reddick situation pending right now because of Joe Douglas. What are we talking about? And then with the Yankees, yeah, man. June was rough. July was rough. And for this team to be the first team to 50 wins, they should already have over 90 wins. For this team to have Aaron Judge, who at times was on pace to break his own record, who had an 8-home-run week, Juan Soto, who has done some incredible things, a rookie in Austin Wells emerge, making a trade for a Jazz Chisholm. He's played out of his mind as a Yankee compared to as a Marlin. Also having moments from guys like Ben Rice, a 3-home-run game. Also in the beginning of the year, having a pitching staff without Gerrit Cole that performed way beyond our expectations. Without Cole, we were saying, get Blake Snell, get Jordan Montgomery. And they figured it out without him. Like, this Yankees team has enough talent to win the whole thing. What's deflating, what's frustrating, what's taking the air out of a lot of our sails, again, like I said, is, man, they had this runway here to get fat on teams. Right, we've got 17 games left. 17 games ago, the Yankees were running Will Warren out there to lose to the Colorado Rockies on Old Timers Day. Hold on. Let me slow it down. I think you just missed it. There's 17 games left in this season. Just 17 games ago was Old Timers Day with Jeter and Posada pulling up saying that this team needs some grit and some attitude and some want to. And Yankee fans said Posada should be the next manager because of that. Posada's not trying to manage the team. He's barely pulling up. He'll pull up for Old Timers Day to see Jeets. They embarrassed everybody on Old Timers Day. That was just 17 games ago. What has changed since then? Have they put together more than a couple games of a win streak since then? No. Since 17 games ago, they lost the series to the Nationals. They lost the series to the Cardinals. They lost the series to the Texas Rangers. They were able to take the series from the Cubs. Will they win this series against the Royals, a team that's here in Yankee Stadium with some veterans, a team that's here with the runner-up in the MVP, a team that's here with some pitching and some guys like Salvi on the team who have won a World Series? It's crazy today that I'm watching the Royals thinking about how terrible they were last year with 106 losses, but then I laugh and say, they've been to a World Series more recently than the Yankees. They've won a World Series more recently than the Yankees. The Yankees don't have as much time as they think they do to tighten the screws on this thing and roll. They don't have as much time as they think they do with the Martian up here and this postseason-ready lineup to get it done. I hope against hope they do. I can't wait to go back to the stadium for postseason games. I missed it last year. The postseason doesn't look right without the Bronx Zoo. That is the home field advantage we create as crazy, drunk, wild fans on 161st Street and River. I mean, they have the fans. They have the talent. Will they have the offseason or will they have the postseason that we want? I don't know. I just, like I already said, just the way that they've gone through the motions, the way they folded, and then even seeing them go completely cold tonight against a guy who's pitched like an ace. I said, if I had to take the Yankees or the field, I'd take the field. I think there's just going to be a better manager. I think there's just going to be a better set of players that want it more. Do I want that to be true? Hell no. Do I want to be wrong? Hell yes. Man, I would love a World Series this year. Out of all the years, 15 years, man, I would love to see all of you at the parade. I'm getting faded. I'm going to need off from the fan. Yankees win the World Series, I'm going to need off a couple days. I'm going to come do my show after the win, but then we're going to party. We're going to celebrate. Why can't that happen? Why can't this be the year, man? Why can't we get a parade? You have the lineup. We just saw it. We saw it get shut down. But when the lineup came out today, Yankee fans rejoiced. Yankee fans celebrated, said, this is it. Other fans across the baseball said, wow, look at this lineup. It's a hell of a lineup to try and navigate. Seth Lugo laughed. 888-808-1019. And lastly, about the Giants from Andrew's call. Yeah, I don't know, man. I like the analogy about the girlfriend, right? When you see your ex-girl gets with a dude and he might be a better-looking guy than you, I never really had that problem. Maybe he's got more money than you. I definitely had some exes that might have went, found a guy with a nicer car, might have came from some money. And in the beginning, it's all great. You know, they're flexing and looking like, oh, man, look at me. I'm doing better. I'm flexing on my ex. And then a couple months go by, and now she's not posting him as much. Oh, he cheated on her. Oh, they broke up. Or, oh, it wasn't what it initially looked like. Womp, womp, womp. I like that analogy for Saquon, but I don't think that's the case, bros. I don't think that's the case. I think Saquon Barkley's in the best situation he's been in his NFL career. He looked spry. He looked healthy. And the thing is, when you're playing in an offense like that, with A.J. Brown, with Devontae Smith, with other weapons, and a quarterback that can be a weapon himself running the ball, throwing the ball, it's not all on you. Saquon has had too many years where every defense he went against said, we just got to stop Saquon Barkley. He's going to have open lanes. He's going to have good play calls. I mean, that first touchdown pass that he caught, I'm like, excellent play call. Saquon is like that, so... The book is out. It's a long season. September, October, November, December. But I just think the writing is on the wall for Daniel Jones to get smacked, for Daniel Jones to throw interceptions, for Daniel Jones to not be able to effectively run this offense and move this offense down the field and score points when you're going to see Saquon Barkley every week scoring touchdowns, rushing for 100 yards, breaking, run, like having highlight plays, and you're just going to have to deal with it. A decision was made to move in another direction. It's tough. It's tough. That's how it goes. But somebody should have to pay for that. I mean, the decision makers got to pay for that one. Like I said, the entire league watched Hard Knocks and saw how that played out. And now the entire league saw how week one played out, where the Giants couldn't score 3 field goals and Saquon Barkley scored 3 touchdowns. And everybody's saying, not great. Not so great, but a long way to go. I don't know, maybe Malik Nabers is the greatest wide receiver, like you guys all crowned him to be the GOAT. Like people actually got on WFAN and said that Malik Nabers is going to be the greatest wide receiver in Giants history off of some practice clips against, I don't even know who he was going against, Jason Pinnock, Deontay Banks. That's crazy, bro, for people to say on the Fan that he's better than 95% of the wide receivers he's going to be playing against. Justin Jefferson was a week one. That was the 5%. Let's see what happens with Terry McLaurin on the field. Is Malik Nabers better than Terry McLaurin? I would say no. Still got to prove it. And Malik Nabers can only be as good as the quarterbacking and the play calling. 888-808-1019. We have to take a break. This is my last 20-25 minutes coming up. It's been another good one, another fun one, hitting on everything from the Yankees to the Mets, the Giants to the Jets. It is great when football is back because we don't have to just focus on one baseball game. We've got a couple baseball games that happened, that will happen to talk about. We've got baseball games across the league, standings, wild card race, pennant chase, and then overreaction to week one in the NFL, which is really just glorified preseason because these guys hadn't gotten a chance to play and nobody really knows what's going to happen next. Keith McPherson on the Fan. What's going to happen next is you're going to dial 888-808-1019. You're going to either agree or disagree or add something to my show before I go. C-Max coming up next at 2 o'clock. He'll take you through the overnight.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay, I'm back. All right, let's close this thing. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Thanks for rocking with me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. It's wide open right now. No calls, which is good. Because I just realized as the clock turned to 12 and, you know, I was waiting to get to the end of my show to speak on it being September 11th, 2024, as I wear my 4th of July Yankee hat with the American flag in the interlocking NY as I stare at this American flag that comes out of the WFAN football helmet in this studio as I'm in New York City downtown and I think about where I was as a seventh grader when that all went down and how much millennials have lived through and how much the people that came before us have lived through and what it means to be American and in America on a night where I didn't watch a second of the presidential election, but my wife did. And I know many of you probably did. And we're in a election year and there will be a ton of conversation about that today. But man, just make sure you talk to anyone that you know that lost someone during 9/11. Make sure you never forget, obviously remember those that we lost and think about how far we've come since then and think about this country and the opportunities you're afforded. You know, there's a lot of conversation. I got a call last night about the Tyreek Hill thing and I know they talked about it on the Fan and I hadn't watched the video and I went back and watched the video and I just saw another note that, you know, Tyreek Hill is calling for the police to be fired. That escalated things with him. It's unfortunate that those things happen. And it's unfortunate that that's something that goes on in America. But I think we make our American problems and our American issues bigger than things going on in the world. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the world, a lot of worse things going on in the world. There are a lot of people that don't have the freedoms that we have in America across this globe. I'm very proud to be American. It's not perfect. Me being a black American man, an African American man, I just refer to myself as black. It isn't so easy to make it, but you can. I'm a living testimony. I'm a perfect example. I'm a black American dream. And for anybody that hears my voice, anybody that hears my testimony, my story, like, you're in America where dreams do come true, where you do have the opportunity to become anything and anyone you want if you want it bad enough. That is not afforded to people in many countries. That's not afforded to many people in different continents. So your pursuit of happiness, your freedom, don't take it for granted, because there are people that have tried to attack us. There are people that have tried to take that freedom. There are men and women that are in the services right now fighting and protecting. And you just got to sometimes, you know, rein it in and realize that, like, we're not living this way. We're not living this free. We're not going to Giant Stadium, drinking 10 beers and grilling up in the parking lot and doing all of this just because we can. Like, it's set up a certain way. And I don't take it for granted at all. That's just the last little spiel I wanted to get in before we get back to the sports conversation. I have no comments on the, you know, presidential debate. Like I said, I didn't watch that. But as an American man, as someone who's proud to be American, as a black American, and someone who understands what it took from elementary school to middle school to high school to college to, you know, figuring it out here in New York City, the hardest place to make it, to be able to speak on WFAN every night, to have this platform. I knew how hard it was coming into WFAN even to figure out how to do this, how to get to the point that I feel now that I know what I'm doing, that I have a hold of my show, that I am somebody out here that deserves to be on the radio station. Like, I understand that that was afforded to me by being in America. I could have been born anywhere in the world. I'm proud to be American. The end. 888-808-1019. I would like to look at this week two NFL schedule, as us Americans are absolutely obsessed with the NFL. America's pastime used to be baseball. It'll never be again. The NFL will always be king. It just is what it is. I love baseball. You know, I watch a ton of Yankees baseball. Other teams play baseball and can talk baseball, but I just understand where we are with the NFL and football. And Thursday night football kicks off. The Buffalo Bills versus the Dolphins. That's going to be a good matchup down there in Miami. Just was speaking on Tyreek Hill and that whole situation. The Buffalo Bills, why can't they go down there and beat them? They started off a little bit slow. Kyler Murray and James Conner and DJ Dallas, the Cardinals gave them a run for their money, but ultimately the quarterback that was voted the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, Josh Allen, comes through, leads them to victory. I think that's going to be a great Thursday night football game. I can't wait to bet on it. I can't wait to watch it. I'll be on the fan right after it. A 2.5 favorite the Dolphins are. I don't know. We'll see. Devin Achane and Raheem Mostert and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. That's going to be a good game. It's so early in the season, no one can call it. I think that's a close game. I cannot wait to see Who Dat Nation versus How About Them Cowboys. As they open up Jerry World, the Dallas Cowboys open up as 6.5-point favorites. That's a lot. Now, the Saints obviously manhandled the Panthers, but the Panthers are terrible. They are so bad. Bryce Young is so bad. It is crazy to think David Tepper, whatever his name is, the owner, the billionaire owner of that team, he has so much bad karma against him. They're going to be bad again. And they absolutely botched that trade. They took the wrong guy. They should have taken C.J. Stroud. But, man, to see what they gave up, all right, D.J. Moore, he signed, sealed, delivered with the Bears. They have Caleb Williams. They absolutely fumbled that. Their team sucks. I was watching that game, like, they are so bad. anyway, that's a big point spread. I think that Derek Carr and the Saints will go into Jerry World and they'll be able to hang with the Dallas Cowboys. I think Deshaun Watson is terrible. I think that the Browns were overhyped. I think the same stamp of the Browns defense being elite that we put on the Jets defense. Oh, they're elite. Their defense is elite. It's the NFL, man. Anybody can get got. Anybody can get schemed. Anybody can get beat. The next game on the slate, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Detroit Lions. Two playoff teams from last year. Two teams that have paid their quarterbacks. Two teams that have top receivers. Mike Evans, Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Detroit Lions are getting 7 at home. I mean, the Rams just played them tough. I don't know. I like the Bucs. That's a big spread. These are going to be fun games this week. Another fun week to bet. You can't call it. Like, people try to think that they know everything. I just saw the power rankings are out. To hell with your power rankings off of 1 week. You don't know anything off of that 1 week. Nobody does. The Cleveland Browns have to figure it out. They have to go down there to Jacksonville and face the Jaguars. The Jaguars thought they had it figured out against the Miami Dolphins. Travis Etienne can't cough the ball up, brother. I think the Jaguars get a win. If I was to ever pick a second team outside of the area, I think my three teams right now are this way. Just off of stadiums I've been to, rooting interest, family, Dallas Cowboys fan. Nobody made me do that. I chose that on my own as a 4 or 5-year-old kid. The Jets, you know, I lean gangrene. Can't be a Cowboys fan, Giants fan. You know, I lean gangrene. Aaron Rodgers told you they're the New Jersey Jets. If they change their name to the New Jersey Jets, I'm riding tomorrow with the Jets. And I've been to Jets games that I've had no business going to. I've been to Jets versus Dolphins, Jets versus Bills. I remember back in the day in high school, we could take the train from Long Branch up to MetLife. And they used to, when the Jets sucked, there were times where you could get $15 tickets 15 rows back. And then last but not least, I'd be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. Their inaugural season, I was there. And I have a ton of family in Jacksonville. Duval! I have a ton of family down there. My son, Jackson, I kind of, you know, when we go through the teams that he's going to root for, I kind of want him to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that'd be cool. I think the Jags cover that 3.5, and I think they beat the Cleveland Browns. I think everybody knows that Deshaun Watson and the Browns offense, they have nothing without Nick Chubb, and they're despicable. They made such a terrible decision giving that guy guaranteed money. No good will come their way until they go to Jameis Winston. The 49ers go to Minnesota to face the Vikings. They're 6.5-point favorites. This will be the real test. As much as I've talked up the Vikings and what they did against the Giants, you know, this will be the real test to see what they do against the 49ers at home. If they're really like that, they'll compete. I know Sam Darnold, former 49er, he'll have a chip on his shoulder. But, I mean, the 49ers are just well-oiled machine. They'll probably cover that. They'll probably go in there and beat them and cover that. The L.A. Chargers versus the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, take them to cover that 6.5. Jim Harbaugh is not about to lose to Dave Canales and Bryce Young and they have Deontay Johnson, Xavier Leggett, Chuba Hubbard, Miles Sanders. They're just so bad because their owner. Their owner. Remember that viral video of the owner going into the restaurant and taking the guy's hat off? Remember that other viral video of the owner throwing a drink at a fan? They're never winning anything because that guy doesn't deserve anything. The Las Vegas Raiders, they're fraudulent. They're not beating the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens have extra time to rest. The Baltimore Ravens are 10-point favorites, and I think that they open up M&T Bank Stadium down there in Baltimore and absolutely roll the Las Vegas Raiders. The Seattle Seahawks at the New England Patriots. Intriguing matchup. Are the Patriots good now because they beat Joe Burrow and the Bengals, or were the Bengals just thrown off? Joe Burrow looked like he had like a little bit of a wrist issue, and obviously, they didn't pay Jamar Chase, and Jamar Chase got sick on Saturday, and T. Higgins was out. I don't know. I think that was more of a product of the Bengals not showing up than the Patriots being almighty. The Seahawks are favorites in their building, though. That's a game you got to take the Patriots. You got to take the Patriots at home. +3.5, I think a lot of people are going to be on the Patriots there. Money line is 152. I might lock that in right now. I'm looking at that. Yeah, I might do that right now. What? The Indianapolis Colts go to Green Bay to face the Packers, coming back from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Anthony Richardson looked good, but he still missed some throws. He had Adonai Mitchell twice. He owes that guy a car or something. He missed him wide open for two touchdowns. The Packers, with this whole Jordan Love situation, I don't know. The Colts are favored to go in there and win by 3.5. Did they make a ruling on Jordan Love and what his situation is? I think I saw a false alarm. I think I saw a fake news that he was out for this week, but I gotta look into that right now. Jordan Love, did they make any final decisions on what his injury is and what the timetable is? Because if they got to go with Malik Willis, they're absolutely cooked. Malik Willis doesn't have a chance. Packers QB Jordan Love's initial timetable for return is 3 to 6 weeks. So they're going to start Malik Willis. Yeah. Yeah, if they're starting Malik Willis, I'm taking Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman Jr., Alec Pierce. And then if I'm a betting man, I'm going to bet that they get the Adonai Mitchell kid out of Texas, the rookie out of Texas. They're going to get him in the end zone because Richardson missed him twice. The New York Jets at the Tennessee Titans, Nissan Stadium, Nashville, Tennessee. Hot chicken on deck at the tailgate. I think BT and those guys are going down there for that game. Jets have to win. They have to cover. They have to be the alphas. They have to dominate this young team with a new coach. They got to beat them. I'm taking the Jets. The Giants at Commanders, I hate to say it. The Commanders, they've got some athletic players. They're in a new regime. Jaden Daniels, I don't know. I think the Commanders find a way to win that one. I think the Giants are in disarray right now. I think they have some good players. I just don't know if they put it together. But I will say, if there's one place that Daniel Jones figures it out, it's there. Maybe he can get it done. The LA Rams at the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are favored? Why? No, I'm definitely taking the Rams. The Bengals at Chiefs? Oh, the Chiefs still got something to say about that whole Burrowhead thing. Yeah, the Chiefs probably beat the brakes off them. They're well rested. Pittsburgh Steelers, Denver Broncos. Russ will not play against Broncos country. Let's ride. But I think that's a game that the Steelers win. The Steelers, what they did in the first week with Justin Fields being able to go in Atlanta and win, I think they win this game on the road too. The Chicago Bears at Texans, the Sunday night football game, it's the Texans all the way. I don't think Caleb Williams will be ready for what he's going to face with that Houston Texas team. They're ready to roll. Monday night football, Falcons at Eagles. Yeah, Eagles probably win that one too. But maybe the Falcons get it together, but nah, the link's going to be fired up. And like I said, I just think Saquon, with all that talent around him, he's going to continue to dominate. So, yeah, I'd probably take the Eagles there. I got to get my rap together. I got to get my my picks together, my Giants pick, my Jets pick, and my Monday Night Football pick. I got to put a rap together for 94.7 The Block and send that in Thursday night. Now that I actually see that, I got to see if they'll let me do a rap on an actual hip-hop beat. Since it's in Philly, maybe I'll pick a Philly artist and a Philly beat to rap over. Last week, I rapped over my intro song beat, which is like a beat my boy Jerome made, Mr. Encore Beats made for me. It's like a football-style hip-hop beat, but that's neither here nor there. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I've got. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, the Mets and Sean Manaea take the rubber match against Bowden Francis at 3:07. So we'll have that game on during Evan and Tiki. Well, it'll be on 880, but those guys will react to that. And then tomorrow night, Cole Reagans versus Luis Gil, as the Yankees have to take the rubber match. Can't lose to the Royals on your turf. As we're getting ready to, get to the postseason, the last 17 games. All right, I got to go home and try to sleep. C-Mac is coming up next. Dial 888-808-1019 and call his show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm out of here. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.